first and original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's the program that brings you the best of the adult and mainstream film, television, and internet industries. Hi, I'm James Bartolet.
And Emmy Reyes.
And this is Inside the Industry. Great show tonight. Hello, Emmy. You look very beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. It just every Why? Week you're just like a fashion statement.
You're right. You okay, really, James.
You really are. You are. You've got to be the best dressed woman in radio.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You're going to make me blush.
Well, that's okay. We are very happy to have the lovely, vivacious Miss Ashlyn Lee back here with us tonight.
Hey, hello. I'm back again.
Wow, you look fantastic.
Thank you. You're just going to go around the table and give us all compliments. Keep them going.
Yeah, yeah, you just look really, really great.
Thank you very much.
Are you 21 yet?
Oh, no. But for the people in clubs, yes, I am.
Well, I was going to say, Kenny Copeland is having this thing over at the Cheetahs tonight on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, we were talking about that on the way. I'm sorry, people. Can you please invite me to things like Chuck E. Cheese in the movie theater that 19-year-olds can go to, please? I can have sex. I can't drink.
Well, you're old enough to be in movies, and... Again, my good friend Mo is here with us tonight.
Yay, Mo.
Now, Mo just directed you in a very cool movie. It's called Young Mouth Club, and this is for Madness Pictures, and you're old enough to be in this.
I am. You know, actually, Mo, was that my, I'm sure it says it in there, was that like my second scene?
I don't know if it was your actual second scene, but you'd only been in for 3 weeks. And
so yes, it was either my first or second thing.
It was very early. And we shot this back in December. And so she was brand spanking new. Sweet and innocent. And now she's been corrected.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of stuff. I mean, she was wowing everybody in Miami when we were over there at the Exotica.
Oh, well, that was fun. It was good to see you there.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. You came by and visited me and Chastity and Priya over there at the booth.
She looked hot.
Yeah, she did.
As always, we missed you, Emmy.
Sorry.
Well, Emmy was very busy working. Emmy, you have been filming so much now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Baby,
those
tell us. What? Yeah, it's those tits.
The new ones.
Damn. Well, I had the old tits, but they're just as good.
Oh,
the pussy,
yeah. No,
the
she looks hot no matter what.
Yeah. It's all about the pussy and the ass with her.
And her face.
And that face. Emmy really has an adorable face. I read a review from a fan.
Thank you.
What?
I read a review from a fan that they posted somewhere on you. And he said that you have a breathtaking face. It's just so beautiful.
Thank you. Whoever did that.
Yeah. That was really cool. Well, if you want to call in and kiss ass to us right now, you could call us at 323-203-0815. And Mo, are we going to give away a copy of this tonight?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Very cool.
Exciting.
And wait a minute, we've got Asian Mouth Club, which I love, with Jessica Bangkok.
Jessica Bangkok, yeah, we love her. Me and Emmy love her. She's so hot.
And this is a cool one here. Rebecca Bardot, 13 Come Hungry Cocksuckers, number 11. Very hot. So we've got copies of all of these movies, and you can win these tonight by calling in 323-203-0815 or email us at james@galaxypublicity.com. Tony Batman's going to be calling in later on the show. And we also want to tell you about a contest that we have. This is for to win a pair of tickets to go see Reanimator the Musical. It's got an extended run. And it's playing at the Steve Allen Theater through June 26, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday performances. If you remember that movie, Reanimator, it was we had the director on about a week or so ago. And that was a movie, it was very gory horror movie. And the guy gets his head cut off, and the body holds his head down on this chick, and he eats out this chick. And I go, this isn't a porn movie? This was a regular horror movie, and it was really wild. This came out like back in the late 70s, early 80s, I believe.
I saw it in college, and I was definitely stoned during the time. So I remember it vaguely, but...
Yeah. But do you remember the decade? Or were you too fucking stoned?
No, I mean, it was the 90s. So
it was the 90s.
It was
okay.
The 90s. It was Seattle. We were
I was born then.
Okay, I have to say.
Oh, my God.
Real quickly, I have to say.
I was born then.
When I was interviewing Ashlyn for the movie, and she was telling me what year she was born, and then she gave the month. When I realized I knew exactly what I was doing within that week, I was getting a little nervous. I felt a little old and perverted, but. Hey,
well, aren't most of the girls in Young Mouth Club young?
Oh, they
They're 18 and 19, right?
Yeah, four of them are 18, one of them's 19, but yeah, it was...
And you are the talent on this, too. Wow.
Well, part of me was.
Your penis, most likely.
The best
Emmy, have you done one of those ones with Mo?
No.
Not yet.
Well,
shame on you.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mo, did you want to talk about that?
Well, it's not been approved yet, and there's been talks about it, but we want to continue the Mouth Club line. We've done Asian, we've done Young, and we're going to do another Young one, but we're also in talks to do a Latin one. And
starring Emmy! Yeah!
Do you hear that voice? That'll sound so sexy in the
video.
No,
it'll be amazing. No, she's hot. I believe I'm the only person at the table here that has not seen her tits yet. So what do we have to do to make that happen?
Oh, my God.
Could you show your tits now, Emmy?
No.
Oh, come on. There they go.
I don't know.
She has this... Oh, wow. Look at those.
Wow,
aren't
very
they?
Nice.
I'm still amazed at them. Yeah.
They're getting better.
Much
they're
bigger than better. The last time I saw you.
Yeah. They look...
Yeah, I had nothing.
You know what? They look like they're really settling really
well. Yeah. Slowly but surely.
And they look like they've gotten bigger.
No. Maybe I gain weight.
No, you didn't gain weight. No, you're very slender. You're very slender, but your boobs look vivacious.
They do. They really do.
And she has delicious areolas, too. Well, Ash, you've got really nice tits.
They're really little.
Yeah.
They're little baby boobies. But I say to me, I'm going to wait until I'm 21. I think, I'm hoping my fingers are still crossed, that I get one more growth spurt. I don't think I'm done growing yet. I'm still a teen. Everybody in my family has seen.
Oh, look at how delicious those are.
Someone told me, when your nipples are big, that means your boobs are going to grow to be proportionate to your nipples. Is that true or no? They lied to me.
Dr. Titi says if your areolas are large, your boobs will grow around them.
Yeah, that they will. Look, talking about them, you're making them hard. That always happens to me. Hey, quit. So do you think I have one more growth spurt? But they're cute.
They're great. You can jiggle them. And you got that great ass.
They have little nipples. I mean, I don't know why she said they're big.
Have you and Emmy done a scene yet?
No. Only in the bedroom.
Oh, but not on camera yet.
Behind closed door.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it would be a great idea if somebody would put you two together.
I already requested her. Single time I hug a
dumb. Me too.
Dumb girl, I'm always requesting
it her. It helps when you have chemistry. Yeah, it helps when you have chemistry. Oh, me and her.
Yeah.
Oh, she throws me around. She treats me like a little rag doll, this dominatrix over here.
Wow. Mo, do you throw the girls around in the Young Mouth Club?
No, actually, I try and touch them. Sadly, as little as possible. That's one of the fantasy sequences of the movie. It's supposed to be, you know...
This is a POV thing.
It is completely POV, and what I really want is the guy to have the fantasy that they're the one with this 18-year-old girl.
Now, I know that my listeners out there our listeners out there are going to love this, because they love the POV stuff, don't you think, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Well, this stuff, I really, I try to, I touch them as little as possible. I try and make it so that it's the fantasy is all theirs. Because as soon as you start hearing the guy talk more, as soon as you start seeing the hand in there, as soon as you see a guy jerking off, it kind of takes away the fantasy, obviously. So I try and have the girls do everything. From start to finish, they do it all.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's no jerk to pop at the end. It's all completely the girls. And it takes as long as it takes.
I got a guy in the chat room that says, how do I get your job?
He's a very lucky man. Handsome.
Oh,
like you, Mo.
I will say, with porn, I completely fell into it. If you want in, I don't think you're going to get in. It's if you accidentally just happen to do it, that's what happened. Unless you're a lovely young lady.
Yeah, it's easier for the girls to get into the industry than the guys. I mean, it really is. I mean, we get emails every week from guys, and I feel so bad because, it looks like they really, really want to do it, but it's not that easy. And it seems like, the work's a little bit less than what we had before. I think everybody in the room here will agree on that, right?
Yeah.
It's not as much as we used to have. But, I mean, there's a lot of parodies and stuff being done. So you've got to be able to be a good actor as well as be a good performer.
Or looks like somebody.
Or looks like somebody, and that helps. The big Star Trek movie that's out now, they got a guy that was a lookalike for Patrick Stewart. Of course, he didn't do sex, so they had a stunt cock for him. But it didn't work because it was a black guy. So
that was my cock. That's why. My bad.
That was your strap on. Yep. A little Emmy. My strap on. Have you done strap on with Ash?
No.
No, we haven't.
Ooh.
We,
yeah.
Do you
but
guys
just
need
like,
one?
If you have one available with you right now in your pocket that is tucked right there that I can see.
Oh, this sounds going to be white then.
I want to let everybody know Exotica Chicago is coming up July 8th through the 10th. We will have a Galaxy Publicity booth there. And, of course, our good friends at Hot Movies will have their booth with Sunny Lane and Ron Jeremy. I'll be doing the seminars up there. We hope any girls that want to come down to that. I know we just got back from Miami, but if you are interested, contact Victory Trade Shows and let them know right away this week. And they're filling up really, really fast. And Two Live Crew is performing again, which would be kind of funny because, you know, they're getting on there in age. You know, Two Live Crew. Priya went up on stage and danced with them, Crazy Priya.
I don't even know who y'all are talking about.
Two Live Crew. You never heard of them?
No.
You know their songs, right?
Name a song. Sing one for me. Karaoke time.
What is that song that they do?
What is the name of
it? Me so horny. Me so horny.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then who wants to listen to all that all night? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Because, you know, that will be
hot. Oh, my God. We're getting calls from rappers now. Oh, God.
I know. No, that will be hot at the convention, though. You will definitely, if I'm there, I will be shaking my ass. Practically naked.
Kim Kennedy was up on stage there dancing around.
Was
and
she?
Then Priya got up there and just blew all the girls away. Oh yeah, well they had some set girls up there to dance, and I'm not saying that the guys are old, but they came up with walkers and go me so horny. No, okay.
So I had an old guy take a picture with me with the Polaroid camera.
What?
I didn't even know that
in Miami.
Yes.
Get the fuck out.
I swear.
They don't make Polaroids anymore.
Like, he even like he even like waved it and. And, like, waited for it to come out so I could sign it.
And you sign it, That's what I do.
I was like a Polaroid.
Yeah.
And
actually,
well, you
know
did
what?
Charge
if you don't
him,
like
though,
the
right?
picture, you can actually redo
that
it again. So.
What was that, Emmy?
No, if you don't like the picture, you get to see it and be like, oh, I don't like it. Let's take another one. And so you're happy. Because sometimes, you know, people just take your picture and you look like crap.
Yeah.
Well, there's a chance of not.
So that's wild that they still got Polaroids around.
I know.
That's crazy.
That is weird. But anyways, back to Chicago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Chicago, July 8th through the 9th, and Victory Trade Show is putting it on, Exotica Chicago. All right, we got a caller here. Hi, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello. Caller. Okay, remember when you guys call in, I know you guys are probably masturbating while you're listening to us.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you're there. Okay, hey, hi. Say hello to Emmy and Ashlyn and Mo.
Hi.
Hello, how are you girls doing?
Good.
Very good. How are you?
All right.
Good.
Where are you calling from?
California.
Okay.
Madera.
Madera, okay, very cool. Do you have a question for the girls?
How long have they been in the business?
I've been in the industry since Thanksgiving of 2010, so I really can't do math right now. Please don't put that on me. But since November.
Yeah, who's this? Is this Emmy?
This is Ashlyn. Sorry.
Where's Emmy?
I'm here, baby. You're asking me how long have you been in the business?
Yeah, you're one of my favorites.
Thank you. I've been in the business for 3 years and a half now, almost 4.
I like it.
Oh, what type of moves are you into?
He said, how do you like it?
Oh, how do I like it? I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
She likes it hard and deep.
Oh, yeah, all the way in my pussy.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good. Well, listen, caller, thank you so much for calling in. Write into us at james@galaxypublicity.com, and we will enter you in our weekly contest this week, and you can get a free DVD of one of these great movies from Madness Pictures.
Okay. Today, bye to Amy for me. You're my favorite. Keep up the good work, baby.
Thank you, honey. Kisses.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Always
bye. Good.
Okay. What did he do? Did he just ejaculate right at the end there? He popped. Yeah.
I didn't really understand.
Yeah.
You know, I was about to start charging $1 per minute every second.
I was like, you can get more than $1.
Yeah.
You got to work on that.
You know, the great Sunny Lane, she does a show tonight called Horror Talk from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And she talks dirty to the guys on the phone. And I go, fuck, you should be charging it. Well, people have to pay for Sirius and
yeah.
XM.
Yeah.
But I was in the studio with her, and she just sits there, and the guy gets off, and you know, he's like, yeah. I used to do that
on the webcamming.
Either, oh, did you?
There are guys that don't want to type, or, you know, they just call you, and then you stay on the phone. It's like, oh, it's fun. I don't know. You can get to hear them. Like.
Well, you got to be really, have you done that, Ash?
Wow.
So, phone sex?
No, you know, I'm really bad at, like, saying what's going to happen. I'm very good at what I think should happen next, like, actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about it, like, I can't really do it. I can listen to somebody else and get off to, like, them telling me what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that can get me off. But, like, for me to sit here and be like, okay, first, I'm going to come into your room. You know, like, I can't do that. I don't understand. I don't...
Okay. But you talk dirty in scenes.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. No, yeah, I've actually had to put some of my scenes on mute because I say the word yeah way too much. I say in my next movie, I'm going to have a little yeah counter every time I say yeah.
I think we should have a contest on the
okay.
show. If you spot how many times that she says yeah in a Young Mouth Club, you'll get a free autographed picture.
Oh, yeah. Or this phrase, yeah, you like that? You like that? I say that probably so much.
It sounds like she's from, like, the Dakotas or something.
What is that?
Or Canada. Hey, yeah, you know. Yeah, yo. I like that. Suck your cock, eh?
Oh, yeah, you like? That's good.
It's a smorgasbord of international pussy in here tonight. Very cool.
The wonderful accents of Ashley.
Now, Mo, I've got to ask you. This series is very popular, the club stuff, the mouth club things, aren't they?
Yes, it started, the first four volumes were done by David Aaron Clark, who
mm-hmm.
passed away a little over yes. a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a little while later that Andre Madness said, hey, I want to restart the series. Are you interested? And so I'm sitting there, and of course I am. I love Asian girls. So we did it, and it just happened to be that at the same time, Adam and Eve was looking to distribute Asian movies. And they picked up Asian Mouth Club 5 and
mm-hmm.
then Asian Mouth Club 6. And one day, four girls came in on a go-see that were all 18 and had been in the industry for about 5 minutes. And,
exactly.
And I'm talking to each of them. Andre's talking to each of them. And afterwards, I said, so, what do you think about a new movie? So we talked about Teen Mouth Club, and that title was actually, you know, taken away. We couldn't go with that, so we went with Young Mouth Club. And so we're hoping there's been a lot of response. Guys seem to really be into young girls.
Mm-hmm. And they really love the POV stuff.
Mm-hmm. And look, Alyssa Branch is on the cover, and she just, she's a blonde hair,
blue eyes.
Well,
you should have been on the cover.
But look at that. She is beautiful and looks really young. It's so cute. It's good. It's really good. I personally haven't gotten to see it, Mo. We need to have a slumber. What is it?
Sleepover?
I was going to say sleepover, but I was going to say slumber party. So.
Slumbover. Yeah, because after you're spent, you just slump over the bed.
Well, choosing the box, just so you know.
Yeah.
I never choose favorites. But it becomes a committee process. You know, we have, you know, we pitch out who we think. And actually, our first choice was... Miss
Kylie Ann. Oh, she has braces going on.
Because she's 4'10", she looks really young, and based on it being called Young Mouth Club, the fact that she looks really young, and the braces, they
She could pass for 12.
Yeah.
Have you ever done, have you ever shot with Amai Louie?
I was going to say Amai Lou.
That voice, though.
Yeah. Me and her got together at the same time.
Ooh, yeah. I saw that one. Yeah.
No, 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 like, we started the business together. Like, me
Oh, but you did a scene together with her, right?
Yeah, I did a scene with her. It was Budger or something?
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
She comes in and out every so often.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she lives on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a cute girl. She's a little one, too.
She's
little.
Tiny. I thought Emmy was tiny. She's half the size of she's half the size of Lupe.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Lupe goes, I put you in my pocket. It's like crazy. Yeah. She uses her as a swizzle stick at a bar, you know? It just like
Asian though.
She is.
She is Asian.
Just, I think like a year ago, 2 years ago, she took her braces off. But she still have them.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while.
Well, my ex cat, she had those braces on, and for years that was her thing, was making all of that stuff.
Yep.
But she quit the industry before, you know, I mean, after she got the braces off, and all these people wanted to see her. But, you know, there was a lot of people that were like, they remember her, you know, with the braces. They remember that young girl thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a taboo thing. All right. We got another call here. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood. Hello. Say hello to Emmy and Ashlyn and Mo.
Hello.
Emmy, what's up? How you doing, babe?
Hi. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just calling to tell you that you are my favorite, and I am completely, completely in love with you.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Not in a stalker state way, though. It's all good.
That's awesome, though. Thank you so much for supporting my work, because I do love it, and I do because I love making people come for me.
It's all good. Well, keep doing your thing, babe, because, I mean, you're hot as hell. So that's all I really wanted to say is that, you know, just keep doing your thing, and, you know, I love you.
Thank you, baby. Love you, too.
Bye. All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay. And remember, folks, when you guys call in, send us an email over to james@galaxypublicity.com, and we'll enter you in the contest to get a free autographed picture DVD. Got another caller here. Hi, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is John. I'm from Chicago.
Hello. Hey, we're going to be there in just about 4 weeks at the Exotica.
That was my question.
What's that?
That's my question. Is you're going to be there. Is Emmy going to be there, too?
I don't know.
I'm going to be there, baby.
Oh, you are going?
Yeah, it's been a couple, I mean, like 2 years now that people have been asking me to go over. So, yes, this year is actually happening.
That'll be really cool. So we'll see you down there in Chicago.
So come and check us out.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, welcome, buddy. All right. Okay, we got another call here. Hi, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
New York City.
New York! We love New York! We absolutely love New York, right, Emmy?
Oh, hell yes. Skinny dipping.
Love New York. Well, say hello to Emmy and Ashlyn and Mo.
Yeah, say it again. What's the name?
Emmy and Ashlyn and Mo are here on the show with me tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Emmy.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You have any questions?
Any questions?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know what to ask.
Can't ask for her phone number.
No, first of all, I want to say, like, I'm seeing your movies. You're a great performer. You sexy, beautiful, and all that.
Aw, thank you, baby. Appreciate
it.
Well, keep watching my movies. I can Google my name, and pretty soon, actually, I'm going to be having my website coming out. I'm working on it. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
TheLifeOfEmmyReyes.com.
I can't wait for that.
All right. Are you following me on Twitter?
What happened?
Are you following me on Twitter?
Oh, I've been following you. So the question is, are you following me?
Oops. How about you send me a Twitter saying, I just called you from New York and I will follow you. Yeah?
You know me. You know, I talked to you before on Twitter. The name is Millennium.
Oh, okay. I know you now. Okay, and I will follow you back, I swear.
All right. I'm sorry I have no question with you right now, but I just want to, like, you know, say hi and all that.
Thank you, baby. Appreciate.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Hey, no problem.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Lots of great callers. And remember, you could write us at james@galaxypublicity.com. And we'll enter you in the contest to win one of these great movies here from Madness Pictures, one of the leaders in the industry. We're going to break away for a commercial break here. They forgot to plug in this commercial here, but we've got new sponsors here, X-Fans and X-Biz, so we want to welcome them aboard. And also Topless Movie Reviews. Sophie D, she's going to be on K-Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be on K-Rock Friday morning, and Emmy Reyes has got a movie review up there.
Yes, I do have one.
It's on there right now.
Yeah, it's been on there, and I actually have people Twittering me trying to get interviews for, like, radio shows. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Very popular girl.
I'm going to post one later tonight because I'm going to watch another movie tonight.
Oh, okay, cool. Right on. And also, if anybody's got the score there now for the Chicago, Boston and Vancouver, I believe, are playing in the Stanley Cups tonight. So, fortunately, we don't have a TV in here, so we can't keep up on that. So, call in with the score. Somebody called in with the score last week, baby. Remember that?
Basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody just got me off guard and was, like, talking about the Heat.
Yeah.
And what team was it going for? I forgot.
Yeah, it was the Heat we're playing. Yeah. Very cool. All right. We'll break away for a commercial break, and we'll be right back right after these special words from our good friends at sextoys.com.
Looking to add a little spice to your life? Sextoys.com has thousands of products for singles and couples alike. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, you'll find the sex toys you need. If you're a beginner, we have an expert team who can answer your questions. Sextoys.com offers live support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll have a pleasant shopping experience with products discreetly delivered to your door. Sextoys.com, products for sexual health and well-being. That's one word, sextoys.com.
Visit AVN.com 24/7 to stay up to date on all of the latest happenings in the adult entertainment industry. AVN.com features breaking news stories, DVD reviews, legal analysis, personality profiles, behind-the-scenes reports, and the best event photography in the business. The AVN.com portal also gives you access to the exclusive AVN Live video interviews with the hottest porn stars, producers, and directors. Adult Video News is in its 26th year as the leading trade publication of the adult video industry. Its flagship magazine is published monthly, and its signature event is the AVN Awards Show, recognized as the Oscars of the adult entertainment industry, and held every January in Las Vegas. For this year's winners, check out avnawards.com. And check out the site, avn.com.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I'm James Bartolet.
And Emmy Reyes.
And this is Inside the Industry. With our sexy theme music.
Oh!
Yeah,
it's gonna be horny. My vagina's getting wet, James.
Oh, yeah. Emmy.
Give me more.
Oh, yeah, baby, it feels so deep.
Wait, rum hall.
Oh, Emmy. Oh, God, yes. Emmy, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it?
Well, it's only an hour show.
Oh, damn it.
I love that. Boing. Is that it? All right. You know what, Ashlyn, when we had you on the show, we had a lot of emails that came in over the last the following week that people just loved how dirty and sexy you were.
Aww.
Yeah.
I am a little dirty. I don't know. It comes naturally.
Yeah, but you don't like to talk dirty on film? You were saying that before in the first half hour.
It's not that I don't.
You can't talk.
It's like, right things don't always, like, come up. You know, mm-hmm. like, but I mean, like, when you watch my videos, they're so funny. Like, I say more humorous things that, you know, you have to laugh, but at the same time, it's sexy, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I like to talk dirty a little bit. But.
Well, you know, when I look at you, you look like you should be in a Disney show. Yeah, and you should look like you should be in Hannah Montana or something like that, or the
That's
Sweet
what
Life.
That's what makes it so hot, is because, yeah. like, I could sit there and tell somebody I was a virgin, and I honestly think that they would probably believe me.
That's true. That's
okay,
very true.
This could be the absolute perfect time for this. I had to go onto our Madness Pictures blog, and just so I can get the correct quote. I do interviews during Young Mouth Club, and I actually had to put the direct quote of Miss Ashlyn Lee. Okay. The question was, in the month of December, how many guys have you had sex with?
Mm.
Little Miss Sweet and Innocent. Here's her response. In December... Okay, it's the 17th, so probably about, what's 17 times 2?
Well,
that's a hard one.
What's 17 times 2?
And that was just for December.
Oh, my God.
Well, I try to, like I said, I try to have sex, like, 2 to 3 times a day, and if the same person won't
Whoa.
Give it to me, I gotta go find someone else.
I'm raising my hand.
I don't know what to say.
Why didn't you say yes? I will fuck you.
No, I will fuck everybody. Probably with the test.
Now, do you do an anal scene in this, or is it just all blowjobs?
It's all blowjobs.
All blowjobs.
But that's
hence the name Mouth Club.
Yeah, but I'm very strong oral skills. I have very strong oral skills.
Well, that remains to be seen.
No, trust me, she has very strong.
Well, I mean, it remains to be seen in the movie. Yeah.
We were shooting BTS in the bathroom.
But also, I mean, for her to blow me right now.
Hey.
Okay, bye. Go ahead.
No. Seriously, I mean,
BTS
I was
in the
blown
bathroom?
Away. We're in the bathroom.
You were blown away?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
he said blow.
So she starts blowing me. Great. Yeah. I'm getting it on film. Cool. We go into the scene. Not a problem. She's going amazing. And I'm like, this girl's 18, and I've had girls twice her age that don't have half the skill.
Wow. Yeah.
And, I mean, literally. And it was...
And that, like you said, I was like 3 weeks in the business. I've only gotten better.
You certainly have.
Mm.
You certainly have, darling.
Really?
I've learned a lot of tricks.
Yay! Or seal of approval. Okay. All right, we've got a trivia question for you. We're going to start doing these things here. We're going to do trivia questions, and if you can answer it right, you win a free DVD. So the question this week is, name the first two PG-13 movies that came out. This was back in the 1980s.
Now, fairness, do you know this answer?
Oh, yes, I know what they are. And I'll give you a hint. One of them stars my friend, the late, great Patrick Swayze, was in this movie.
Oh, I already know.
And it's not Dirty Dancing.
Okay, that's the only movie I know that he's in. Yeah.
And it's not Roadhouse.
And it's not Roadhouse.
I don't know that movie.
And it's not The Outsiders.
Now, what year did you say? This is a trivia question for us or the other people?
Well, we're going to throw that out. But if you guys could figure it out, we'll just give it out to the next thing here. But I don't know if you'll get it because this is so obscure. PG-13 is a rating that came about in the decade of the 1980s. And there were two movies that first got that rating. And this was in the early 1980s. Name those two movies.
I'm trying to remember. I think I remember the
Mo,
movie
what was
that
the
actually...
first movie you saw when you were
18 years old.
Oh, the movie. Okay. The movie I saw when I was 18 years old, I actually went and saw Showgirls. I still remember this. I just turned 18, whatever. I went and saw Showgirls. But no, I was trying to think. The movie that caused the PG-13, I believe, may have been an Indiana Jones movie.
Nope.
No? Because I thought that was the one that caused them to do PG-13. Because it was
I'll give you another hint. It was an action movie, and the other one was kind of like a sci-fi thriller thing. And that movie starred Dennis Quaid.
What did it call
that one? That one starred who?
Dennis Quaid. I know, you're 19, you know.
I was like,
doesn't even know who Dennis Quaid is.
Yeah, I'm out on this
one. I do.
You do? All right, yay.
Hold on, I don't know.
She's Googling it on her phone. She's cheating.
That's okay. I mean, there's this thing out there. Everybody can do everything on their phones. Oh, by the way, I'd let you guys know, and all of our listeners out there, they did have some scientists that came out with a report yesterday that said that cell phones can cause brain cancer.
Yeah. Everything can cause brain cancer. I'm already going to freaking get it. Splenda. Freaking phones, cell phones, my car, the clothes I put on.
Your dildo.
My dildos, the silicone in it, whatever.
Just be happy. Everybody's going to die.
Die happily with your cell phone on your ear.
Please, like.
Well, the funny thing they said is more people die because they're texting and holding their phones, but they're driving. That's causing accidents than from getting the little brain cancer. But I think it's important to use the little headphone things. You've got less of a chance of getting cancer that way. But you can understand it's microwaves that are going into your head. You're holding it up to your ear constantly. You know, it was like back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, everybody used to have these boom boxes. It was before the
I had a boom box.
The big ones, though?
Yeah.
Because I can remember seeing guys walking around in New York with these monstrous fucking
They were cordless. Boxes. They were battery-powered.
They were battery-powered, and they were holding this thing, and it had to weigh at least 75 pounds. And you got this little guy walking to the street, and he's got boom, 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 boom. And then the music is playing, you know.
I really thought that was only in movies.
No, it really
happened. Actually, you know what? Natasha Nice had one. And we both used to be like,
I love it. Okay, we got another call here. Hi, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago again. Hello. It's the same caller or a different caller?
I've got one of the two for the PG-13.
Oh, great. Oh, right on. Thank you for listening and paying attention. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the second one I thought might have been E.T., but I know the first one was Red Dawn.
Yeah, that's right. Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze. Very good.
What is the second?
The second one is, I don't think anybody's going to get this, Dreamscape.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, never would have got that.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid. That was a Dennis Quaid movie there, Dreamscape. Yeah. Very good. Well, congratulations. Yay! And your name again is? What? Okay, so we're going to enter you. I'll tell you what you do. Send an email to me, James at Galaxy Publicity. Just write in there that you answered the question, and we're going to send you an autographed DVD.
Oh, thanks much.
Okay, that's cool. And then we'll see you at the Exotica.
You're so smart.
Thank you.
Ashlyn likes smart guys.
You can go ahead and jerk off. That's your reward for tonight. Thank you, honey.
Emmy's
Thank
so cute with those nice big boobs, and she's rubbing them.
You get to see them when I'm over there.
Get your email again.
Yeah, it's james@galaxypublicity.com. And if you forget, it's on our it's on the website on LA Talk Radio as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much, buddy. Okay, very good. All right, we got an answer there for that question. I didn't think anybody would answer that one, so that's way cool, way cool. All right, let's break away for one more commercial spot, and we'll be taking your calls at 323-203-0815. The lovely Ashlyn Lee and Mo is here with me and Emmy in the studio. We'll be right back right after this.
Looking to add a little spice to your life? Sextoys.com has thousands of products for singles and couples alike. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, you'll find the sex toys you need. If you're a beginner, we have an expert team who can answer your questions. SexToys.com offers live support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll have a pleasant shopping experience with products discreetly delivered to your door. SexToys.com, products for sexual health and well-being. That's one word, SexToys.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm James Bartolet.
And Emmy.
Reyes. Listed on the Latin Babe Index as one of the hottest Latinas in the industry.
Yay.
Yeah. Remember Latin Babe Index?
Yes,
yeah. They were over there in Miami with us. And
Actually, I think they did Twitter me.
Yeah, they've been Twittering you.
Yeah, I just didn't make it.
Yeah. Oops. God, baby, I just love looking over there at that cleavage of yours. Fuck, it's so nice.
Keep your eyes somewhere. I'm just kidding.
It's porn. It's okay. I'm testing. That's going to be my new t-shirt now. It says, I'm tested.
So what?
Yeah, so what? I'm tested. That's cool. We should have our own you know, Emmy, we should make our own t-shirts
for
this show.
You can make me t-shirts, but you should make more.
Yeah, we should. We should have just like a little one for the show here. I think that would be really cool because I know
her little catchphrases. She has little catchphrases all the time. And you're like, yeah, that is so cute. And only her, only she would say something like that.
Yeah, she does.
It takes a while to understand what the hell I'm saying sometimes, though.
But it's okay, though. It's sexy. It doesn't care. You could be reading the fucking phone book and it would be sexy. A. Abbott, 323-555-1212. Oh, my God, I'm hard.
Yeah, like, you ruined it. Don't ever try to do her accent again. I'm just kidding.
Meow. Put your claws in there, kitten. So we've got to practice with Ashlyn to talk sexy now. I think that's going to be our goal.
Okay.
She's actually sexy.
She is sexy.
And the moaning,
you are sexy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Her moaning is really sexy. I don't know. I love it.
You like morning sex?
Moaning. Like,
moaning. Oh, I thought you said morning sex.
See, she gets me.
Yeah.
Okay. Moaning.
Moaning. Yeah. I'm loud.
Are you?
Yeah. It's not loud. It's just the way she moans. It's just sexy.
Give us an example. Come on.
Come over and do something to me first.
Okay.
That's no problem. I can do that.
Okay, for everybody that's listening, James.
Okay, a little segment.
He's licking, sucking her nipples.
Oh.
There it goes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, yeah. That is good, James. Quit it. Cut it out. He's bad. Bad.
Let it go. Let go, James.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I was just getting started there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Now, Mo, when you are doing the mouth clubs, what are you doing beforehand with the girls? You doing a little foreplay or just right into the action?
No, I do an interview with them, which is the most exciting part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sitting there, you know, we talk for a while, and it's good. And it's sometimes fun to get to know what the girls are actually like. It's like I try not to get the typical porn answers. I want to find out what they're like when they grow up, and especially with the young girls, it's, you know, they're brand new, and so they haven't built into the thing of, I like this position, I like this, I like that. And so it's, you know, it's cool. And then we usually do a tease. And, you know, they strip out of the clothes, and I kind of let it go, you know, do what they do, and some of the girls, especially the young ones, were a little uncomfortable masturbating. They're still getting into it, and, you know, they're new to the camera, and so let them get into
that's
it a little bit.
That's sexy, though.
No, and
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, I think it is, don't you?
It's a, yeah, it's sexy when they're a little shy. Like, I get a little shy sometimes.
What's that?
That never happened to me.
You've never been shy. You just came in.
Like when I started doing porn, my whole thing was only gonna be pictures. Mm-hmm. That's it. And as soon as I got in front of the camera, I was like, I love these. That's it. Love it.
Oh wow.
I do. Yeah. I love the camera. I feel like I can be me. I feel like I can express myself
Ashley,
in front of the camera.
All you have to put is like a fake phone, and you tell her you're recording her. She's like, boobies everywhere.
I do. I'm really good with the camera. Yeah. But I do. I get my little shy moments, and you know. But then when I rewatch it, I'm like, oh, that was kind of cute. Like I was just a little embarrassed, you know. Yeah.
Very nice.
Awkward. Silent.
I've got a question for Emmy in the chat room. Are you going to start feature dancing or dancing on stage again?
Yes, I am actually in within a month from now.
Oh, very cool. Tell
but
us about
sometimes
it.
I do, if you're in LA, I sometimes dance at Expose.
At Expose?
Which is Canoga and Roscoe. I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you used to dance at this other place on Ventura.
I used to be in Mermaids. I just switch clubs time to time.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is just check my Twitter. Because normally I will let you know where I'm at.
How about you, Ashlyn? You should be dancing.
I dance. I'm actually going to go dance tomorrow at Expose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
And I'm doing my first feature dancing. Sometime this month of June. I have to get the exact dates. For my agent, but I am in feature dancing this.
That's great.
I'm really excited, yeah. So it's all started.
Yeah. You know, you have really nice legs.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yummy.
Thank you. I've always been really involved in like running and stuff like that.
Running away from men?
Yeah. And sex.
Running to the liquor store before 2?
Yeah.
Running away from the liquor store.
Yeah. Could she just grab some stuff illegally? Oops, come back with that six pack.
Oh my God, y'all follow me.
Oops, my bad.
Mo, are you guys going to be doing anything else besides this? You had that voyeur thing. I remember you and Andre were talking to me about that.
Yeah, we put together a security cam movie where we just take scenes of very real sex. It's taken from security cams, and we put it together into a DVD, and that's been really popular.
Oh wow!
And we've been really concentrating on the mouth club stuff, and then Andre, of course, directs for Adam and Eve.
Oh yeah,
and,
great stuff.
Gotta plug Andre. We did two movies back to back. We did a Brie and Tori movie. It's a girl-girl movie that continues the series.
Ooh, is Andre still going to do the big parody that he was talking to me about?
There is. It's been out in a press release, so there's no secrets. But yes, it is in talks to do Dallas.
Yeah.
So that's it's still.
I'm looking forward to
Dallas. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do that.
Oh,
you do remember that one?
I do know that soap opera. Yeah.
You were a baby though.
Yeah, little. But I grew up watching it. Like, it was on the soap opera channel after, like, One Tree Hill and General Hospital and all that stuff.
You know, soap operas are going to be a thing of the past after the end of the year.
Oh, that's
yeah, so sad. A lot of soap operas are getting the axe now. You know, CBS, NBC, ABC, they're cutting all of those big shows. Young and the Restless, gone.
They've been going on for years.
Bold and the Beautiful,
years and
gone.
Years and years and years.
Yeah, so it's pretty much, you know, all the, this house, it's not making any money, because all they want to see is Nate Berkus and Oprah and Ellen and all these other little talk shows and stuff.
I'm going on a talk show tomorrow.
Oh, you're going on a talk
not
show?
Not on one, but just going to visit as the audience member.
What are you going on?
I don't remember his name. The guy with the coffee cup with the weird accent.
Well, that really fucking narrows it down. They all have coffee cups on the set. Jay Leno?
No.
Jay Leno,
like the weird accent.
Craig Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think she likes Craig. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to tweet Craig here.
I am going to tweet him and tell him to look for me. I am. I'm so excited.
Flash him in the audience.
I will see him. Yes.
That would be great. That would get you on TV then.
No, they don't show us anyway. That's why I figure I can wear whatever I want, do whatever I want. As long as I get Craig at the end.
Why don't you bring in a little pocket rocket and just masturbate?
I probably will.
Porn star. I can just see the headlines now. Porn star caught masturbating in Craig Ferguson's audience.
TMZ is going to be all over.
TMZ listens to this show, so they'll be down there.
Yeah. Oops. Wait outside the studio. Gosh.
No, y'all, I'm not doing that.
All right, real quick here. We got to wrap things up now. God, that hour goes so quick. We've got some great movies out here. The MILF edition of Madness Pictures, 13 Come Hungry Cocksuckers, number 11, starring Rebecca Bardot and a host of other lovely, lovely ladies. We've got Asian Mouth Club, volume 6, with the beautiful, bodacious Miss Jessica Bancock and Kamie Kai. Love her. She's great.
Awesome.
And of course, the new one that is out now, buy it, rent it, don't download it illegally. Young Mouth
Please
Club.
Please support your favorite people.
Yes. Yeah. This is a special extended behind the scenes version too. Really good. Lots of hot ladies, including the lovely Ashlyn Lay. We have got an autographed copy that you can win. So just write us at james@galaxypublicity.com. We've got some great guests coming up next week on our show. And Emmy, Ashlyn, Mo, go ahead and plug whatever websites you want to plug. Go ahead.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Ashlyn Lee. That's spelled ASHLYNNLEIGHXXX. Mm-hmm. And follow me. I love talking to my fans on there.
And you can follow Madness Pictures on Twitter, which is at Madness Pictures. And you can follow myself at MoXXX. Also, we just started a blog, the Madness Pictures blog.
Oh, yes.
And we're putting up hardcore photos. We're having some fun. We're throwing stuff out there. So any of the new movies, any of the stuff, we're putting photos up there. We want people to take a look and see what the product's out there. And come take a look and, buy our product.
Very, very cool.
And by the way, you can get Young Mouth Club from AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com, you bet.
And you can follow me at Emmy Reyes. And also you can listen to me every Wednesday from 8 to 9 inside the industry. And also don't forget to check me out on toplessmoviereviews.com with Sophie D.
Right.
And I think I might also be doing the 8th Walk on October 16th. Mm-hmm. So if anybody can come and support, that'd be awesome.
That'll be very cool. And hopefully we'll be bringing you out to Tampa for the night moves.
Yum.
That'll be real cool. They're paying for the hotel and the plane.
Okay. Even better.
Okay. Very cool. And also you can catch Emmy in a brand new movie for Erica McLean.
Yeah.
The Exotic Solo Adventures.
Yeah.
Very, very nice with Nikki and Sunny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. Be working for Wicked Pictures again. Incredible company. I love them over there. Doing a new movie called Sexy for Brad Armstrong. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is kind of a mixture of Moulin Rouge meets burlesque. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Rocky Horror Picture Show and Rocky. For X-Play is out right now in the store, so make sure you pick up your copies of that. And if you have any special requests, write to us at james@galaxypublicity.com. Till next time, I'm James Bartolet.
And Emmy Reyes.
Good night and good sex.